Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. That's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website. Please, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And the newsletter there is there, the blog. We have a poll question that's there. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something that you can find there at smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you. Guy Sorman is our guest. If he were an American, we'd call him Guy Sorman, but he's our favorite Frenchman. And he's the author of a number of books, including his new one, Economics Does Not Lie. Also, you can find his writing at city-journal.com, right?
.org.
Org, I'm sorry. city-journal.org, and also manhattan-institute.org.
Yep. You can
find him there. Guy, you were talking about the Arab Spring. What do you think is going to be the result of what happened in Tunisia, that spread to Egypt, spread to Bahrain, to Syria, to other places? What do you think is this going to unleash some entrepreneurial opportunity, some entrepreneurial promise in that part of the world?
Well, I'm fairly optimistic about the Middle East and the Arab world. It can take some years, but the entrepreneurship spirit is very strong. It's a long tradition, and also it's what people want. I was in Cairo during the Spring Revolution, and I asked the young leaders, but I said, what do you want? And they said, well, we want the same thing as you do. We want democracy, we want liberty, and we want the freedom to build our business and to improve our economic situation. So the will, capacity is there. You have many educated people. You have a strong tradition of entrepreneurship. So I think there is no reason why.
But you know,
it wouldn't work.
But you know, Guy, a lot of people say they want a democracy, but some cultures aren't ready for democracy, and I worry that some of this we might wind up with a worse organization in the government, which would be a theocracy.
Well, I tend to disagree because you must make distinctions.
Now, which part do you disagree? You disagree that theocracy would be worse?
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with
okay,
that. But
okay.
I disagree that there is a risk for theocracy.
Okay.
You know, for historical reason, we have to remember that Tunisia, Egypt, Syria were democracies. You know, until the 1950s, those were democracy and free market countries. And
right.
They have been taken over by Soviet-inspired dictators.
Right.
And this Soviet-inspired dictator, they destroyed the free market, they destroyed political party and media and university, but they
had all Marxism.
You know, yeah. I compare these countries with Central Europe, you know. It's exactly like Poland, Hungary, they had democracy and everything. It has been destroyed by the Soviet Union, and now it's back. So in age, people still remember that they had political party and free media. So it's not something new for them. They just want to have back what they had until the 1950s.
Mm-hmm. And now they paid a price to get it back. And the question is, will they be able to redeem that for their businesses?
Yes, but I think the global world will help them. You know, if they're free trade with this country, it will be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Turkey. Turkey was a very poor country, and through free trade with Europe mostly, and now with the rest of the world, Turkey is growing by 8 or 9% a year.
Yeah.
It's like China.
So you think Egypt and Tunisia could be modeled off of Turkey?
Yes.
You think the society, the culture is similar, and that they is there any effort in to look to Turkey and say, let's build a model off of let's build a country off of that model?
Turkey is clearly the model. Next door, Turkey was very poor, it was authoritarian. So the Egyptians, they look at Turkey and they say, well, if they can do it, we can. You know, the Egyptians are very proud people.
Right.
Why shouldn't we do as good as Turkey? I think they can do it. I'm really quite optimistic. I'm optimistic, but based on facts, my knowledge of the region, based on talking with the revolution leaders there. I mean, for the first time, Central Europe, you have a revolution. People want liberty, free market, and globalization.
Will they be able to hold back the Islamists?
Yeah, I mean, the Islamists, they were very strong in Egypt because there was a military dictatorship. The Islamists, you know, appeared as the only people are able to resist the dictators. Now, when the dictators is gone, you have the Islamists, but you have everything in Egypt. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's the you go there and you become crazy by hearing so many contradictory discourses, and the Islamist is only one among others. But it is not the dominant tradition in Egypt. Not, it has never been.
Is it safe to travel in Tunisia and Egypt today? If you were,
oh yes,
for Americans, is it safe for Americans to go there now?
Oh yes, constantly ask the question: is it safe to go? I say yes. One of the remarkable dimensions in these movements, you know, involving millions of people, is that it has not been at the very beginning. You know, the military tried to stop the rebellion mm-hmm. by shooting at the demonstrators, but they stopped very rapidly, and so basically. In a quiet and safe revolution without any violence. And Tunisia and Egypt have no tradition of violence. You have to look in a country
right.
by... Never.
Hold on to that thought, Guy Sarmad. We're going to... The United States, it's Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.